for joining.
Morning, welcome everybody to the October 3rd, 2017, Sussex County Council meeting. First thing is Mr. Lawson, the approval of the agenda.
Thank you, Mr. President. Good morning, members of council. At this time, I have no recommendations for today's agenda. I would say, Mr. President, I know there are folks here that would like to participate in public comment. I would urge them to sign up where Mr. Hughes is signing up right now in case they would like to speak.
Okay. Any motion to approve the agenda?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Wilson.
Second.
Second, Mr. Arlett. Any questions? Take the vote, Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
I will, yes. Motion carried. We have the minutes of September 26th. Any corrections or questions? Hearing none, they'll stand approved. Correspondence, Mr. Moore.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. There's one letter, and it's from the Delaware Community Foundation, thanking County Council for its donation to the Melody Joy Foundation at the Delaware Community Foundation, and that's all.
Any correspondence from Council? Correspondence from Council. Public comment, Mr. Guy. I remind everybody, as I said last week, we're going to keep this back on track. Your public comment is 3 minutes. At 3 minutes, we'll ask you to cease your comments, and we'll move forward. But, oh, I'm sorry, that was yours, wasn't it?
Look out for Ridley.
Vicki, okay. Lacudo? Or something close to that? I apologize for my pronunciation. Oh, come on down, yes, ma'am. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Quick.
Come on forward.
I just have some questions.
You got the microphone, you help yourself.
When is this all going to be done?
Okay.
When's it going to start?
All of what?
The sewer and all that.
For where?
Isn't that what, Tux Road? You know what we're here for?
Tux Road? Oh, okay, you're here for that. That's on our agenda, isn't it?
Yes, sir, it is. 10:15. There's 10:15.
Yeah, wait, you have an opportunity then, right?
Yes, yeah, 10:15.
That will be a public hearing.
Yeah, sit back.
Have a seat. 10:15, you can come back up.
Different public hearing.
Different public hearing. Kathy Emery?
I want to say.
Okay, right. You're good. You're good. Dan Kramer?
I'm bad.
This is really good.
Wow.
Catherine Marks Elliott?
That's me. I'm with you.
Okay. We're going quick here. DJ Hughes?
And tell him he doesn't get their minutes of
data. Yeah.
I was going to say, so does he get 12 minutes?
No. Three. We'll follow the lights.
All right.
It's not like Congress.
I'm here to speak about basically the CTP hearing I went to last week. And I know that's the DLDOT CTP hearing, but you guys have a request that you submit every year for projects. And I know one of them has been dual lanes on 24, so I did comment to DLDOT that that needs to extend from Love Creek all the way to Route 1. One of the problems I found out from DLDOT is Route 24 is not classified as a arterial. Like Route 26 is a minor arterial. Route 24 is a major collector. That doesn't make sense to me. Back in 1970, the comp plan referred to 24 as a minor arterial. At some point it got downgraded, so the only projects on 24 that can happen are safety projects. The way the section from Plantation Road is getting dual lanes up to Route 1 is because they tied that in with Route 1, which is on the National Highway System. So that's one thing I think that can be addressed is maybe if the council can ask DLDOT to consider upgrading Route 24 or reinstating its classification to a minor collector so we can actually get capacity improvements and not have to wait until a safety problem pops up to actually do improvements and be more proactive. The main problem, though, is I went back over the last 4 years, and I discussed this with the director of planning, and he seemed to be in agreement that the numbers were right. And basically, of the capacity and safety improvements, and what I mean by capacity, if you're adding turn lanes, additional lanes, or whatever, over the last 4 years, both Sussex and Kent have been getting about 11% of the funding. Newcastle has been getting 78%. Now, I don't know what our fair share should be, but we should be getting way more than seven times. Newcastle County is getting seven times more. We should be getting way more and not seven times less. Sussex County obviously deserves better. A lot of people in Newcastle County may have second homes down here, drive down here every weekend, or even drive down here throughout the week. I mean, I work in Milford Thursday evenings. If the weather is nice, I can see a big difference in traffic. Any weekend, you can see a big difference in traffic. I think the state thinks it's still a ghost town in the off season. It's not. You got sea witch, you got a lot of different things, and really from March through October, if the weather's nice, you're going to have traffic down here. And we have commuter traffic as well, whether it's 24, Kings Highway, Route 9, Savannah Road. We have a lot of issues, and just we need to figure out a way to communicate to the state that we need to get our fair share, and we're not. And, I mean, it's sad when you can look at comp plans from 1970 and see improvements identified that are still needed today, 47 years later. I don't know where I'm at on my 3 minutes. Oh, I see you right here.
15 okay. seconds. Keep going.
But to wrap up, if there's a way that you as a council can communicate to the state that whatever we need to do to get our fair share, let's do that. There has to be ways that we can get more funding, and unfortunately, under Secretary Cohen, it's actually decreased. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, sir.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Perfect on time.
Okay. The next thing is our consent agenda. We have, I think, five things on there. Yes. First thing, wastewater agreement number 638-14, Sussex County project number 81-04, the estuary, phase 1C-2A, construction record, Miller Creek Sanitary Sewer District. Wastewater agreement number 1057, Sussex County project number 81-04, Carillon Woods, Long Neck Sanitary Sewer District. Wastewater agreement number 638-12, Sussex County project number 81-04, the estuary, pump station in Force Main, Miller Creek Sanitary Sewer District. Wastewater agreement number 1015-3, Sussex County project number 81-04, Americana Bayside, Village C, Phase 2, Plan Review, Pemmick Island Sanitary Sewer District. And wastewater agreement number 1015-4, Sussex County project number 81-04, Americana Bayside, Village C, Point Amenity, Pemmick Island Sanitary Sewer District. Any questions on the consent agenda? Hearing none, intended motion to approve consent agenda.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Arlett.
Second.
Second, Mr. Cole. Any questions? We'll take the vote. Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
I will yes. Motion carried. Mr. Lawson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Next item is the County Administrator's Report for October 3rd, 2017. Item number one, a public hearing regarding the Ellendale Water District will be held on Saturday, October 7th, starting at 10 a.m. at the Ellendale Fire Company. County officials will present information regarding the proposed district and interested citizens may ask questions. All interested citizens are encouraged to attend. Item number two. Sussex County government is joining the Sussex County Volunteer Delaware's 50 Plus and the State Office of Volunteerism in collecting donated items for deployed servicemen and women who are serving during the holidays. A donation box for stockings for soldiers has been placed in the county admin office's building and includes a shopping list for deployed men and women as well as their canine soldiers. Donations to the county's box will be accepted up to October 31st. The public, along with county employees, are encouraged to join in and give back to the men, women, and canines who serve our country. Mr. Guy is holding the red box symbolic of our donation box, which will be placed in the lobby. We would encourage both the public and our county employees to attend. The county will engage in a ad promo campaign immediately starting today to encourage our employees to get involved with this very, very worthy campaign. Item number three, per the attached engineering department fact sheet, the woods at Johnson's Corner, aka Fenwick Hamlet, aka Wood Haven Phase 2, and the Reserves Clubhouse Phase 4A sewer only, received substantial completion effective September 27th. Finally, the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission will host the next workshop on the Comp Land Use Plan on Wednesday, October 4th. Updates will be provided on the intergovernmental coordination, land use, future land use, and transportation elements. The workshop begins at 9 a.m. right here in the council chambers. The agenda is attached, and the public comment will be taken at the beginning of the meeting. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, sir. We're going to move on to our 10:15 advertised public hearing for Tucks Road expansion in Sussex County Unified Sanitary Sewer District.
You need to get through
of your public hearing?
Yes, this is the time and place for a public hearing. We'll have a short presentation by the engineering office concerning the Tux Road expansion of the Sussex County Unified Sanitary Sewer District. After the brief presentation, then there will be an opportunity for council to question, and then after that, it will be opened up for questions and comments to the public. When you come up to make any type of statement, please give your name and address before you speak. After that, the public hearing will be closed, and the council may act on it at that point. Mr. Ashman.
Thank you. This is an area we discussed about posting several weeks back. It's an area that is surrounded by the county's existing Unified Sanitary Sewer District. You'll see this map up here. The area cross-hatched in yellow is the area we're discussing. This is Tux Road and Abbey Way, a couple parcels along Route 24, John J. Williams Highway. The county will be completing the Branch and Autumn Roads design that was initiated as part of the Deerbrook expansion back in 2015. I am going to scribble. She asked me if I was going to scribble. This is the Branch. This is the Branch and Autumn Roads area back here. The Deerbrook project is currently installing sewer along this roadway. After that is complete and the pump station is complete, we will be able to install the gravity collection in Branch and Autumn Roads. And as we have a project out there, we feel that was a good time for us to complete this road. I'll get into the pricing a little bit. The county plans to include our system connection charges into the financing, therefore minimizing the out-of-pocket from the homeowners. And I think Mr. Medlars wants to talk about the rates.
Good morning, Council. Yes, I'd like to sort of talk a little bit about the rates and why we are where we are in terms of dollars. The $825 rate and $826 rate constitutes the 1.5% of the median household income of Sussex County. That is the guideline which is used by the state and federal agencies. So regardless of how we approach this project from a financing component, it will always land at that number. That's the same number we've been telling people in Herring Creek, Chapel Branch, and any of all the other public hearings over the last 2 years. So unless we have a new median household income for Sussex County, which would not happen until 2020, or a couple of years afterwards, that is the number we are using. So you have seen that. If you have been to some of our other public hearings, that's the number which has been approved in a number of the referenda we had over the last 2 years. And it breaks down in the annual service charge, which is our uniform district. You remember the uniform sewer district service charge. Everybody pays $286, and the debt service charge, the assessment charge in this particular case, would be $540 per lot. And Councilman Cole is thinking hard while we're presenting this. We can do this either on front footage or on EDU, depending on how your decision goes next week on the policy for the EDU.
Well, of course, I would like to go in a new direction.
We are trying to pave the way.
Well, thank God you are. I'm glad we hired you. I was on the. Yeah, it was perfect. took years to get here.
It did. Now, Mr. Ashman said before, regardless of the financing approach, we will roll the system connection charges into the project. So the citizens who are here at the public hearing and obviously who live out there will see a zero connection charge. They will be asked to pay for their plumbing expenses to go from the county clean out to the sewer at their house, which would normally be around their septic tank. So, back to John.
The other fee that they would incur at this time would be the $100 permit fee. That's a one-time connection fee. We do have plumbing costs estimated between $1,250 and $1,500. That's based on their complexity. It depends on how far they are from the infrastructure in Tux Road or Abbey Way and how much of a difficult connection it is and the abandonment of their existing septic or system.
Our last one is the timing because this project is predicated on the completion of the infrastructure on for the subdivision which adjoins it to the south. As John said, it is under construction right now. We anticipate completion within the next 6 months, give or take. This project cannot be ready for service if approved before 2 years. Anything else would be overly optimistic. After the project is completed and is ready for service, then the residents who are here in the audience today will receive notification from us that the project is available for use, and they have 12 months to connect from thereafter. Questions from the commissioners at this point?
Oh, you said zero connection charge, but then you said there's going to be connection fees.
There will be connection fees, which are the fees which we had. Remember, if you're a sewer customer, you pay the annual service charge and you pay the annual assessment charge.
Okay, but with new people coming in, I mean, we've been paying these connection charges.
Are rolled into the process.
This is just rolled in. The connection charge
or the impact fee will be rolled into the finance.
But we do have, like, isn't there a connection charge in most districts, like $5,000 to $7,000 and something?
$6,300. Yes.
So that's $6,300 is paying it because it doesn't seem fair. Some people pay it and some people don't.
But it's rolled into the project. Okay. So there's no upfront cost for the citizens.
Okay. Okay.
It is rolled into your annual sewer assessment charge.
It would be safe to say if we did charge the $6,300 per household, then instead of $826, it would be less.
It would be less.
A lot less. Right. But this way it avoids that one-time large lump sum fee. Okay.
One quick question,
Mr.
President.
And you may recall, Councilman Cole, the Rio Rico extension, where the citizens did pay the sewer connection charge, has a lower assessment charge. Mm-hmm. However, I'm sure you've heard about it.
I have, for sure. So question that it would be is, it's not going away, it's just you're rolling it in to a different number, so they can absorb it easier, correct?
Yes.
So one could say that we are financing it for them at no cost.
That is correct.
That would be the perfect tagline, I think. So we are financing for our consumers at no additional cost. Okay, thank you for the clarification.
Any other questions?
Mr. Burton.
They currently have a drain field of some kind, right? Does that have to be removed?
The drain field does not have to be removed. The plumbing cost, which we estimated, includes the abandonment of the septic tank, which would be you have to remove the lid and collapse the floor so the tank can drain and fill it with sand.
But so you, that in your estimated number, that is also included in that?
That's a few $100 expense, which is rolled into the $1,500 estimate we have.
Okay.
Now, if your house is 300 feet from the road, it would be more. If you're sitting 50 feet from the road, it would be less.
And this development asked for sewer?
We have a number of petitions.
We don't have petitions. We have
requests.
We've had a number of requests over the years, phone calls, people with failing septics, failing with cesspools, and felt prudent to move at this point in time to kind of include the costs with our Tucson, our Autumn Branch Road.
Okay. Thank you.
Because the efficiency of construction,
being right
doing there. The two adjacent, much larger projects. John, if you can circle them again, please.
It's basically this area.
This whole area we are tasked to do already.
And is the rest of it already hooked up?
This area is currently under construction, building a pump station, which will pump out and connect in Route 24.
Okay.
Everything else over there in the green is connected. Yes, I'm just making positive that I say that. The first area that I circled here, that has been in our district for probably a little over 2 years, waiting on the Deerbrook project to get the pump station up and running. And they're close probably in the next 4 to 6 months. So that's why we're kind of on the heels of that. Promised these people we would have a project after that was up.
Okay, thank you.
More questions, council?
Okay. If not, is there any member of the public that would like to speak in this regard? Any member of the public that would like to speak?
Anyone would speak, please come
right on
down.
I know there were several people that had questions before. If this would be your time, if you would like
sure.
to. If you'd like to come up, ma'am.
Come right up.
And I see a person in the back, too.
Just give us your name and address. And
Vicki Legutko, 26143 Tux Road, Millsboro, Delaware. I just have one question. If we have septic system and well that are in perfect shape, do we still have to hook up?
Mr. Yeah. At-large?
Yes, there is a mandatory connection requirement. You do have 1 year from the notification, so the earliest we would really ask you to urge you to hook up would be about 3 years from now.
3 years from now?
Yes.
Okay. I guess you answered all my other questions.
Thank you. Is there anyone else?
Come right on down one at a time.
Yes.
Just give us your name and address. And
hi, I'm Catherine Marks, 26134 Tufts Road. I have two questions, actually. The $540 fee, the system connection, the assessment charge, is that like forever? Because if it's only $6,000, are we paying it forever?
No, obviously that covers the entire construction good expense question. Plus your service connection charge. And it is for the life of the financial obligation which underlies the borrowing. So normally it's, we can say it is, the shortest will be 20, the longest it will be 40.
Okay, so like if we paid the $6,000 up front, then we wouldn't even
it doesn't,
have to.
No, we do not. We
don't do it that way.
We would do, the entire project would be structured differently, like Councilman Ouellette was referring to. We had a recent project, a very small project, which had only 12 connections, and it was, they paid for it up front.
Okay, so until when that 60, whatever 100 is paid off, mm-hmm. then I don't pay that anymore.
No, you would only pay the okay. The service okay. charge.
All right. My other question is,
I'd like to clear that up a little
yeah.
bit.
Okay.
That 540 is not just covering the 6360, which is a system connection charge. That's also including all the cost of construction of the pipe and the cost of the pipe and everything. So it's not just, you're not paying $540
right, right. Yeah, I know.
A year for 60. For
right. My other question is, actually I might be able to show you here. This is my property right there, right? Mm-hmm. Now this is the rehab center?
Yes.
You put the sewer right on the corner of my property. Yes.
Can somebody draw that
actually
so we can see it?
On my property, I believe.
Okay. We had another project, which is the rehab center, which is here. We ran a pipeline up. We have an easement up across. It actually gives us an easement up to this back street. We anticipated this project coming with Tux Road because that's where we actually did part of the design of that. And I think there is a lateral connection right about
yeah,
here
yep.
to her parcel, which makes connection to her parcel easier and allows us not to go quite as deep with the pipe coming up Abbey Way.
She pointed, we didn't see it. Could you point out her parcel on that map?
Right there.
Okay. At the end of the cul-de-sac.
Yeah,
yes.
I'm on
okay.
the end, on the end there, right beside the rehab center, which used to be nice, pretty. Woods, but it's a rehab center.
Okay.
But my question is that nobody ever told me they were going to put that on my property.
Well, it should not be on your property. It should be right to the edge of your property.
Right. But there's also one up here too, I believe, is on my property. There's a manhole on the corner of my property that says sewer. So I don't know. And I didn't know anything about it. And I called and talked to John Brady on the phone, and he looked at it and he said, I believe that's on your property. But I don't know how to find
it.
He
should
didn't
have
know
been,
how to find that out.
I can't remember. The rehab facility, when they did their work, mm-hmm. should have surveyed all that. They're the ones that provided the easement up there and installed the sewer in that.
See, so they should have sent me a notice and told me that they were going to do that, and it would have been like an agreement made.
Yes.
If it's yeah. on your property, yeah. that should have happened.
Did you own it when all that was going on?
Been there 20 years.
So you watched them dig into your yard?
I didn't know what they were doing back there. I really
you
didn't.
You weren't even
I tell you, right. to be honest, I actually had the people who were building that stole my water. They stole like $5,000 worth of water from me without my permission. And I took a video, and AP Crow was wonderful. He actually paid me all the advance and
mm-hmm.
paid all my water bill for like 2 years once he found out they were doing it.
Oh, okay.
So it was so hard to see exactly what was going on back there. So,
okay.
But yeah, that's my.
Yeah, they do have a strip of property up through there. You'll see that little green tag up there along
yeah,
the
way. Yeah, that's close.
I don't know that you can see it on the next one.
Yeah, here it is.
Yeah, you see it a little. see it a little bit right here where this tag comes up. So you're saying there's a manhole?
Right on the end there.
Right
here? Yep.
Okay. Which would be correct?
Yeah.
Which that's where it would line up with the road, John.
Yeah, that would line up with this.
I would assume, gentlemen, that if, in fact, the manhole is on her property?
For the record, Mr. President.
We'd have to do something about that.
Yeah, I don't know for sure.
Let me answer the lady's question. The sewer line was to be located on an easement at the rehab center. If the line has been installed incorrectly and it ends up by our survey for the design of the new project, we can verify that it is on the lady's property. She would be entitled to compensation for an easement.
Correct.
Makes sense.
We might get a free hookup. Who knows?
Right.
Yes. Any other?
Okay with that.
Any other questions?
No, thank you.
If not, sir.
Thank you.
There was a gentleman in back keeps jumping up. Won't you come up here closer so that you can be ready to get up there? Yes, ma'am.
Hi, my name's Kathy Emery. I live in Wardentown, Pennsylvania. We have a summer home in Tufts Road. There's only 10 permanent residents in Tufts area that everybody else is summer. And I have a question. I just had a $1,200 pump installed for my water. Do I have to hook up to the water also?
No, ma'am.
Just to the sewer?
Sewer.
And if we pay that initial cost up front, then are we exempt from the $800 and some dollars?
I don't think that's a
that's not the way it's structured, Mr. Medlars.
And how do they figure the sewage rates? Because I live in the city and the sewage rates get astronomical. Are they going to have a set amount that it's not going to fluctuate constantly? Because I went from like $20 10 years ago to over $200 now. So are we going to have that problem in Delaware?
Ms. Jennings?
So ours is adopted during the budget every year. So the rate is published, and you can come in and speak about the rate. We have not increased the rate the last 2 years. Prior to that, we saw $8 increments annually, which is a $2 quarter bill increase. But overall, we're pretty much flat because we have a unified district. So we have 60,000 customers that cost is being spread out by many people. So our rates usually don't increase as much as you probably see in other districts.
What are your rates approximately for? Because we're not there, so I mean, we're sure. There maybe like...
Doesn't matter.
I know, but I mean, I don't think it's fair that I have to pay the same rates as somebody that's there constantly, you know? I don't think that's quite fair. You know what I mean? Because will it be just like a set charge if we're not there?
Correct. It's based off of equivalent dwelling units. It's not metered.
Okay.
So it's it's $286 per EDU. So it's a flat rate, not metered. And that's just the operational side of the cost. That's what you will see fluctuate. If it goes up, that's the part that will go up. The other part that you should saw with the $500, that will stay flat. Once that funding's in place, that stays equal until it's paid off.
So every year after that's paid off, it will be like over $200?
It'd be, yes, at least $286 once that's paid off when the funding is done, which could be 20 to 40 years.
Yeah.
And you pay that over, you pay $286 over four times.
No, that's an annual cost.
No,
quarterly.
It's billed quarterly.
It's billed quarterly, right. 286 divided
so
by four.
You'd be paid like $60 or whatever dollars a quarter.
All right, thank you.
So flush more often. It doesn't cost you anything.
Yes, sir.
Come on down, sir.
Tom Stas, 31760 Abbey Way. I had a question about the $826 figure that they had up on the board. That was the impact fee that was going to be, instead of paying an impact fee, they were going to roll that over into the sewer costs. $286. Okay. Excuse me. I thought back there. I thought it said $826.
We do have handouts here also.
Okay. So instead of the impact fee, if that's rolled over, at some point when that impact fee would have been paid off, will that 286 go away, or that's just there forever?
No, like Mr. Ashman said, the second paragraph, the annual assessment charge, stays for the life of the financial obligation financing, not only the connection charge, but all the construction.
And once that's paid off, that goes away.
Once it's paid off.
And then all you would pay is your
286.
Annual service charge, which right now is 286 a year.
Okay, so the quarterly charge, is it going to be the 540 a quarter plus 286, or just the 540?
It's going to be 826 divided by 4.
826. 826 or 286?
826.
Okay, then I was getting an 826.
The service charge and the sewer assessment charge added together, 826. That's per year, and you get your bill quarterly, so divide that by 4, so like 206 or whatever, 206.50.
Okay, then at some point, the 286 part of that,
that's there forever.
That's there forever.
At some point, the 540 will go away.
At some point, that will go away. Yes. And like, what's the time frame for that?
How long?
20 years at the earliest, 40 years at the longest.
Wow. So, like, would there like just be an option to like pay an impact fee so we wouldn't have to pay $540 for 20 to 40 years? I know some residents probably can have that, some residents don't, and I understand it's easier to roll it in, but it just seems like it'd be, if you had the money to pay it up front, it'd certainly be more economical to pay a $6,300 impact fee rather than have to pay $540 for possibly 40 years.
Like Councilman Ouellette said, the system connection charge is financed at no expense to you, so that piece doesn't carry any interest with it. So, I mean, it makes no sense for you to pay it off.
May I ask a question? So, to provide some clarity for the residents, and actually for myself too, you say 20 to 40, that's a big difference. So, how is that determined? I mean, the number.
Once we have the cost of the project,
okay,
and we have the terms of the financial obligation, then we have to determine what is the appropriate length to get it under 826, because we're making a commitment today, you're making a commitment today by extending the district, that we bring the charge in for the customer below, at or below the annual estimate of 826.
Got it. So that would determine, and whatever the number is determined, just breaking it down per month to ensure it's, or per quarter, annually, to ensure that it's easier to absorb by most, and there is no additional cost, no additional interest, no nothing other than just dividing that number by on an annual basis to get to the number. So
that is correct.
Is that correct? In simple form? Okay.
Maybe there's no interest, it would make sense to do that.
So with your money in the bank, you'll make more money on it than giving it to us. You'll do better with your money than giving it to us.
Remember, is that 540 is not just the $6,000. That's the construction cost, too. That's the pipe. No matter what, there'll be a fee there for the pipe and the construction.
Okay.
We've taken that number, added the $6,000 to it, and divided it amongst the projects to bring that number into the 826.
I got it. So the time frame for, like, I know you said the Autumn Road thing was in the works and this is being added on. Is, like, everything going to be done at the same time for connection? Or
yes.
So that's, like, two or three years out.
So the letter for the system being ready for your connection will not go out until the entire project is done. So like the lady who was speaking earlier, if she experienced a failure of her system tomorrow, she'd be the only one we can actually connect by just the luck of the draw because
it's there.
But the other people will have to wait 3 years. We'll have to wait at least 2 years, and then they have another year once you receive our letter.
Okay. Thank you.
Is there anyone else that would like to speak in this regard?
Come right on down.
Since we're paying for the pipe to come up the road, finance that, are we responsible then if there's a failure with the pipe? Do we're not?
Mr. Medlard, you can answer that question. I don't think you are, no ma'am, but go ahead.
Absolutely not. You're only responsible for the plumbing on your property.
Okay, but we're financing for them to come up the street.
For you, that serves you exclusively, yes.
And
you see, it's not, as you can see from the layout.
Right, I understand.
So we're only building the system for the customers.
But if Mike, like if I would get somebody to hook into that, I understand that you're like lumping us together. But if my connection would cost $3,000 and my neighbor up the streets would cost $6,000, how's it fair that I'm having to pay, you know, a set amount when theirs is more than mine? I don't think that's quite, you know what, everybody's going to pay the same amount, but it's not going to be the same amount.
For the plumbing expense?
Yes.
That is correct.
So I don't understand why I should pay like more or less to help, you know.
No, you're not paying. Only for the only difference you have is the plumbing. Everybody pays the same expenses.
But see, not like everybody's is the same amount.
Yes.
Go back to the big map. The only thing that's changing your the only thing that's changing your plumbing cost is if the pipeline's here and your house is back here, they have a longer pipe. That's what your plumber is going to charge you for. That's the adjustable cost right there. Everything else pays the same. If this person's house is right here, obviously the pipe coming by is a shorter run.
That's where my house is.
Okay, so that's the only adjustable cost, is that distance from our pipeline or the clean out on your property line to the house. That's the only adjustable rate.
And then
but what I'm saying, if they come up the street to this house, that's going to cost more money for them to come up here than just to there. So why should I help pay because they have to come up here to this house instead of just stopping at my house? You know what I mean?
I think the confusion is the numbers they've told you so far, the 826 number.
Right.
That everybody's paying the same amount.
Right.
Because the pipe's coming down the street for everybody. Okay, you're all sharing the cost of that pipe in the ground. The only thing you're going to pay that's different is you will pay, everybody will pay, to hook up for your individual house to the connection point. If your house is closer or farther away than your neighbor's, they'll pay, but you pay that separately.
I understand that, but then what is the 800 and some dollars for? That's for the pipe to run up the road?
Yes. That's correct.
What I'm saying is,
saying if I come in here and to here, it only costs so much.
Right.
So why are you paying for this additional piece of pipe?
Exactly. Hang on, John. Okay. Let me answer that.
Okay.
If we only ran that short piece of pipe, it would only serve two properties. So the two of you would bear this entire cost. If we run the longer pipe, we have 24 properties. You can see the math will be the same.
But to run the pipe, only two properties is a lot less than to run the pipe.
But you only then you divide the cost into only two customers. We are dividing the entire cost into 24 customers. So the math comes out the same at the end.
Okay, but anyway, that's how that process works. Everybody's paying equal share.
The state wants the sewer, and the state's responsible. So why isn't the state responsible for the cost of putting the pipe in?
I know the state wants the sewer.
The state has nothing to do with it.
State doesn't do with the sewer.
The county owns the sewer.
Well, then the county wants it.
No, your neighbors some neighbors of yours have requested it also.
Really?
We respond to what's called petitions that run that. Yeah, tell her that.
Do we know who they are? Can we find out?
I guess.
People that have called me over the last 12 years that you can find out.
All right, thank you.
There's definitely interest on this corner here. This person has
contacted us. They're not even in our development.
They are not, but as part of the pipeline to include all this, and the requests in the back, I have to research. It's been a while since we've gotten this.
Okay. Any other parties that would like to come forward?
I have a small question. I'm Kathy Marks. See my address again?
No, it's good.
Okay. Yes. I just want to know, do you provide plumbers in the
I didn't hear the question.
Do they provide a plumber, or do we hire one ourselves?
It has to be a certified plumber, and we have a list. Okay. We can certainly provide you with the list.
That's all. Okay. Thank you.
And if you don't like anybody in the list, these two gentlemen will show up and perform the duties.
Is
very, very talented.
Is there?
You might want to use the list.
That's right.
Oh, I'm, okay, better go to the list.
Is there anyone else that would like to speak? Anyone else? Seeing none, Mr. President, we can close the public hearing on this matter.
We'll close public hearing, close public comment. Mr. Moore?
Tux Road expansion of the Sussex County Unified Sanitary Sewer District is, did you have anything else in short title, Mr. Ashman, or was that it?
I have the resolution.
Resolution.
A resolution to extend the boundary of the Sussex County Unified Sanitary Sewer District Long Neck area to include several parcels of land along west side of John J. Williams Highway, SR 24, Tux Road, and Abbey Way, located in the Indian River 100, Sussex County, Delaware, and recorded in the Office of the Recorder of Deeds in and for Sussex County, Delaware.
Pleasure, Council.
Move forward for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Arlette.
Second.
Second, Mr. Cole. Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Arlette.
I would say based on the staff's recommendations and also the input of the public, I would see that this is a win-win for, appears to be for most, so I will vote yes.
Mr. Burton.
Based on staff recommendation, my vote is for a yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Vote yes, motion carried. Thank you, sir. Sirs. Mr. Robertson. Come on down. Discussion and possible introduction of proposed ordinance relating to special events.
Come on, she's trying to get me straight.